This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Good morning, welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9 and 11, actually 12 minutes, and you are listening to Roy and Friends. Today, I have with me, I can say my best friend, Eitan Nadler from Johannesburg. He's Johannesburg's best coin and ticket memorabilia expert, and myself, Roy Peretz. Today we don't have too many people here, so we're going to play nice songs, we're going to read nice ads, and we're going to be, you know, I just want to say something. Yesterday, I felt a little bit better, after I spoke yesterday about Zuma, and I think I encouraged quite a few listeners to put our foot down and do something against him and his government. I felt somehow I felt relief. And I got a lot of support and mails from listeners and some WhatsApp to my personal cell phone number. So today, I'm not going to talk about Zuma. It's going to be a whole day of roses. We're going to just talk about good things that happened and good things that are happening in the world and is in Israel. What Israel has achieved. Eitan prepared for us quite a huge list. Eitan and myself collected the music. I just want to mention that we have started our auctions 2 days ago on Tuesday, and it was slow, but it was a good response. People actually were begging us for quite a while to start those auctions. The prices were basically a giveaway, but we took a point that we have to start giving away stuff. So if you need art silver rugs to your home, or sports memorabilia for your offices or bar or pubs, whatever you run,
or tablet or laptop or whatever for you or your child,
100%, anything, basically anything from anything. What do we have
from
there?
A pen to a car? Is this a good the size wise?
Yeah, and anything in between. So if you can and if you want to, you're most welcome to come to. We're going to start the auctions every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. It's going to be at our shop. It is beautifully organized. You get a cup of coffee and really the prices are...
People welcome to come any day of the week. It's not like they can view, they can buy, they can do whatever. And for the non-shomre, we are open. So
we've got a... So please come to our offices every Tuesday and enjoy the huge variety of goods from art to motor cars, like Eitan said. So next week, we have on sale, for instance, a BMW F60, the 520 diesel, 2013. Then we've got 2013, same F60, 535 diesel, white car. And a Mercedes-Benz C220 and quite a few more. Messi signed shirt. We sold a beautiful Persian carpet that goes in the shops for 45,000 for 6,000. That was a really good way. Full set of silverware worth 25,000 rands, went for 2,000 rands. So come into cash in on Tuesday at 11 o'clock and just be a part of this beautiful auction, and just let's take some pictures and we will celebrate that nice day. So you can contact us on 011-325-7777, or you can contact me directly on 083-6100-209. You can also email us at roy@cashin.co.za, or you can directly contact our studio at 074-654-7335. You can also SMS the studio 34519 or WhatsApp the studio 062-148-2374. I would like you to like us as Pawn Stars on 101.9 on Facebook or Instagram at Roy Peretz or Roy Pawn Star. And you know what? We're going to go for one song and then later we're going to carry on with... I just want to say something. Something from your side. Yesterday we had a few new songs, I must say.
Yes.
But today I've got Boiti El Galil. And afterwards, beautiful. I want you to talk a little bit about the Galil. So, Leakat Pikud Safon, this is from the Army bands. And this is for you guys.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
So what do we have, Eitan? So we spoke about
Galilei.
Malchut HaShomron. מלכות החרמון.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I came from Upper Galilee.
That's exactly why I want to talk about it.
Listen, there is, it depends where someone stays, but for me, this is like the nicest place in Israel. Any weather, any time, it's nice. Now when it's, you know, most of the country is like 40 degrees, and you go in Upper Galilee, you have the rivers, freezing water, not to forget, most of the water is coming from melting snow. And
yeah, but right now they're not hunting. Freezing. Now, right,
I promise you, but you're going in and you start to tiki, tiki, tiki.
Really?
No, cold. Yeah, it's great. I love it. The Golan Heights are
like the Banias. Full of beautiful. You're talking about the Banias.
Banias, the Dan. You go to the Golan Heights. You have the Meshushim lake or Brecha. It's tiny. But you have Nachal Dvora and Nachal Shizafon. All of them running water, freezing, beautiful stuff in a hot, hot day. What nice about this freezing water? You jump in, you stop breathing. You jump out, you land on the rock. After like 10 seconds, you're burning. So, yeah, because, you know, most of the Golan Heights are magma rock, so it's not... But what nice is when the evening comes, especially if you are on the mountains, like where I came from, Misgavam.
Yeah.
You actually sometimes need to put long sleeve.
Even in the evening.
In the evening, even summertime. Now in summer. The clouds coming down, starting to fly through you, and it's chilly, and it's so cool.
It's actually it's exactly what the song said, you know, about that.
It's beautiful. When you're down in the valley, it's slightly different story, but that's why you have the mountains.
You know, I'll tell you something. There was I always wanted to run like a music show, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of us, we like music, and we love those Israeli songs. Yeah. And
let's make a corner, Tochnit Kevakashotcha.
Yeah, we would.
People will call in for a birthday of someone with a message, with a special song.
Songs.
And why not? Tochnit Kevakashotcha.
I'll tell you something. Yesterday I recorded a song from Parvarim and Chava Alberstein together. It's a beautiful song. I'm gonna play it now, and... just listen to this. This song called Itragut. Yeah. Itragut means relaxation.
Relaxation.
And it is relaxing. I'm just going to fall asleep here. But it's such a nice...
Beautiful, beautiful words. She's got, unbelievable.
Yeah, she's got beautiful voice as well. Chava Alberstein. Yeah. I mean, just a shame that she loves... she's too much a left winger, and she loves Bezalem. and Shoavrim Shtika. Other than that, she's really nice. Why? Why does... people like, I actually don't understand. I really don't understand. there's another ad I would like to read here. There's, what do we have here? Okay, we've got some more. We've got Frey's Braai sausage, 380 grams, was $31.99. Now it's $25.99. Frey meat free hot dog, 360 gram, was $36.99. Now it's $28.99. Frey's chunky beef style strips was 380 grams, was $42.99. Now it's $37.99. Frey's traditional sausage, 500 grams, was $41.99. Now it's $29.99. Fresh chicken style strips, 380 grams, was $41.99. Now it's $37.99. And Frey's meat free schnitzel. Frey's meat free schnitzel. So the schnitzel is free. Yeah. Anyway, no, it's not. But 320 grams was $37.99. And now it's $26.99. And all these specials is from Pick and Pay. So they're waiting to see you there.
You know, I wanted to tell you something.
Yeah.
Because you love Bibi so much.
I think mm-hmm. I love Bibi so much because he's doing so well to Israel. I don't love him as a person. I don't care about 100%. Him as a person.
Listen, we don't have argued. But, you know, when I read, I will try every week to bring a person to light.
Yeah.
There is this list of the 100 greatest Jewish that, you know, gave to the world and to Israel. So, Bibi was number 95.
Serious?
Yeah, but it's starting from 100, so I didn't go so far. But I will mention some others during the. But BB, what they said, that they said that he's probably the best prime minister we had in Israel. By the way, he was married twice before.
Listen, he likes women. There's nothing wrong with
that. No, nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
Okay? But what is important is that if he will finish and will be prime minister until the end of 2018...
Yeah.
He will break the record of David Ben-Gurion of being prime minister the longest.
I think he's already broken the record.
No, 2018. Definitely, and I checked it. He must be prime minister 2018 to become the longest and prime minister.
All right, but I think in one shot, he's longer than him.
No,
like in one,
no. 2017, you know they became... It doesn't matter, it's just a point for... As I said, I'm going to talk about the proud of the nation, nation, the Jewish nation. Just to mention a few little things, you know, for general knowledge for people who didn't know. We'll talk more about it. They're talking about this Jewish genius. But we'll talk about this some other time. I just wanted to mention that in the 21st century, okay, what it's only 17 years now, 28.6% of the Prize Nobel winnings by Jews. Okay?
So basically 30%, call it 30%.
From the beginning of the Nobel Prize, all over the years, 22.7%.
You know what I forgot to mention?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention that Bibi is a good friend with Chuck Norris. So think about it.
Yeah,
that's why all the nations are scared of us.
Yeah, we need to remember this very important point.
You know, when he came to visit, Chuck Norris came to visit Bibi, it was I think a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He came to his, so Bibi said to him, I don't need anymore. I don't need any more security. I got you.
Yeah, exactly.
So we got 30%, close on 30% of all of the global ever given Nobel Prizes?
Ever given 23%.
23?
Yeah. What is very close to quarter if you think that we are only, if I remember right from what I read,
half
we
a percent,
are 0.6% of the total population of Earth.
Yeah.
Okay? And just to mention 25%. One more thing quickly, 47 world champions in chess are Jewish. Holding. It?
Not in karate.
Listen, but this is, I don't know if you remember how to play this, but it's giving a lot of headache.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. What more do we have?
Few other things to mention. You know, you open your computer, your cell phone. What usually are you using daily? Like a lot?
Facebook. Instagram.
Waze. Google. Who doesn't use Google?
Yes, 100%.
So Google, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Waze.
Oh, WhatsApp as well,
Yes, all of them. This is part, but all of them creation behind them, either Israelis or Jews. Jews in the Waze was actually created by three Israelis.
In Israel.
Yeah. I want just to tell you that... I don't remember exactly. Google had the old name when it came out.
Serious?
They call it a backrub or something like this.
Backrub?
Yeah, but they decided to change it to Google because, you know, you're saying, you're looking for it, go Google it. What you will get? Go backrub it? It will be, So it was, the original name that been changed to Google.
What more do we have?
Right. Yesterday, the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, came out with a project that was done secretly. You know, everyone talks against us, against Israel. Not everyone. Let's say most of the world.
Not most of the world. No, really. You know what? It's a misconception. Because right now, everyone, or most of everyone, wants to be a friend of Israel because Israel is so successful. I'll tell you something. Being successful, you know, I've seen a photo not long ago, and it was rather be a winner with a strong army than be a loser in a concentration camp. So never again.
Yeah,
never again. We've got we've got one country. We've done 15 countries. We've got one country. Mm-hmm. We give parts of it away. People say, but what is going to be the end of this war between you and the Palestinians? You know what? And if it's not going to be an end of this war, so what? So
it's not going to be an end even if we'll give them everything.
Exactly. So even if it's not going to be the end, people like to see the end. Maybe in our generation, the way I look at stuff, I can't predict the future. I mean, I wish I could. I wouldn't get married that quickly. Well, but anyway, I couldn't predict, we don't predict the future, but I tell you now, in our generation, there's no way we're going to have any peace agreement or something
like
this.
As long you will not have a complete, honest, and open partner to sit and do it, really.
Who wants to give over and above that? Who wants to give part of the country that we don't have space there? We got a small country, go somewhere else. The real Palestinians in Jordan. You can speak to King Abdullah. Real Palestinians sits in Jordan.
By the way, mentioning King Abdullah, today, in, where did I hear? Here I wrote it. Today, 1951, King Abdullah was murdered by a Palestinian.
Is it?
From the West Bank.
Serious?
Yeah, and it's caused the Legion to go tough on to them.
You know, today, in 1808... Napoleon Bonaparte decrees all French Jews to adopt family name. You know, he was a real what do you call the opposite of anti-Semite? Jew lover.
A Jew lover.
Yeah, he was shame. Napoleon. So he says they have to adopt family names. They never had family names. Would you believe that?
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you another thing. 1948. Okay, after the ceasefire of the independent war and whatever, a big bomb exploded in Cairo today in 1948 in the evening in a cinema house. Four people got killed. But Egypt turned around and blamed Israel for it. They went on to a pogrom on the Jewish there in Cairo. 250 Jews disappeared or got killed. And after this, eight rabbis were murdered in the next 2 days. This is like, you know, you always looking to blame someone, and it's just enough is enough. Yeah.
I'm going to say something about there's a beautiful song from Arik Einstein. It says Atur Mitzchech Zav Shachor.
That's a beautiful
It says basically
your forehead
is covered with black gold.
Yeah.
Really is one of my best. Arik Einstein.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Thank you for staying with us. 0621482374. This is our WhatsApp numbers. You can basically WhatsApp us. You can actually WhatsApp us even a nice voice message. And we will air it for you. If you want to say something to your loved one, maybe send him a regards. You're most welcome to do it in your own voice. So just 0621482374. My name is Roy. We're here with Eitan. This is Roy and Friends you're listening to at High FM 101.9. And this is all at Pick and Pay Hypermarket in Norwood, I believe. So
beautiful, beautiful specials.
Yeah, beautiful specials we've got. I want to touch about... there's few things, you know. We were talking about. I always try to talk about diamonds. We don't have much time, so I'm just going to touch a little bit in it. You know, I always try to talk a little bit of diamonds. So basically, why do you buy diamond at a retail shop? Why wouldn't it make like a good investment at the retail shop? You have to understand that the retail shop makes a lot of money. I mean, they try to make money. I mean, everybody try to survive, especially to pay all the rents and whatever of a shopping center. And obviously, you understand that when you buy a diamond from them, it's going to be a little bit more a little bit more expensive. Then they come to us to try to sell it. And then you guys come to us to try to sell it. And you're surprised.
You get a fraction of it.
Yeah, you're surprised that you get a very, very small fraction of the price. So basically, let me just teach you a few things about diamonds. So first of all, diamonds have a price list. Whether you like it or not, they've got a price list. And they've got few separated and independent laboratories that can give you a certificate. Not all laboratory certificates are recognizable. So the best laboratory certificate you can ever have is a GIS. Please remember that GIS certificate. It stands for Gemological Institution of America. And this is the most recognizable certificate you can have for diamond. And
worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah. So if this, if a diamond comes with a certificate of GIA, you can go straight to the price list, which is a Rappaport price list, and you can check the price of the diamond. And if you pay under the Rappaport price, you're actually not going to have a bad investment. The thing is, when you get to a retail shop, you might pay 2, 3, 4 times the retail price, and you actually don't know exactly what you're getting if you don't get the certificate. Laboratories. I would mention IDL, EGL, DIA. What do we have more? Yeah,
South Africa Diamond Board.
The Jury Council stopped doing it. Yeah,
they stop it.
They stop. Oh. So basically, those three independents, they're not so bad. So Anton is asking me, what is about diamonds? All you're buying is ancient pieces of carbon.
Yeah.
It is right. It's not just ancient piece of carbon, Anthony. It's a carbon that was depressed. Yeah. Depressed all the years, and it comes out, it's crying. Yeah. It's depressed all the years.
Listen,
under huge pressure.
You can look on it that this is a piece of memory from the dinosaurs' day. So it depends how you want to look on it.
Yeah. So it's a billions of years, yeah. Nice one. So basically, so what I'm saying, what I try to just in general. So if you get a GIS certificate, you can go directly into Rappaport price list. You look at the price. If you buy it under this price, you got a good deal. And it's better than a car because a car loses value. This one doesn't really lose value. Diamond, if you buy it right, you'll be able always to sell it for more or less the same price you buy it. Number one. And it doesn't wear. Nothing really happens to it. It can break. Diamond can break. It is the hardest substance, but it's not the toughest substance. So basically, you can scratch anything with it. Am I right? You take a diamond.
Only diamond scratch a diamond.
Only diamond can scratch a diamond. But if you hit it with a hammer, it will turn to dust. So basically, it's not the hardest material. It is the hardest material, not the toughest material. Yeah. So, first of all, when you're considering buying a diamond, I would say, number one, do you have some money to blow?
Yeah.
When you buy a diamond, do you want to be impressive but not so expensive?
Yeah, that's always the question: the size or the quality.
No, but you have to ask yourself those questions. Do you have money to blow? Is number one. Do you want it to be impressive but not expensive? And the third one: do you want it to be cheap, but maybe you must buy something else on the diamond if you want it to be cheap. Now, many people say, "Oh, I've got such beautiful colored diamonds." So colored diamonds come in different colors. There are a lot of colors of diamonds. You're from brown, blue, yellow,
red.
Red is like the rarest, I think.
The rarest. Yeah, the rarest is the most expensive.
Yeah, it's red. You got pinks, and basically pink is a light red.
Yeah.
So it is rare and it's very expensive. You get a pink color. There are a lot of diamonds which are irradiated. It's a system that was invented in Israel. They put it under a nuclear device that can radiate the diamond and turn it into a different color. So now you see people walking around with greens and yellows and blues. Most of them are not real. So they're real diamonds.
That was bombed.
It was bombarded with radiation and it turned the color. And I think I just want to touch, but I'm going to talk about it next week a little bit longer because we're getting into the end of the hour. Many people come to me and says, listen, I've got this 18-carat ring and we check it and it's not 18-carat, it's just, let's say, 9-carat. So Yeah, but it's 9 carat. So it's impossible. I gave a chain for my mother to the jeweler, and he melted it and he made this ring for me from that chain. So let me give you, that's really a myth, because no one really melts the chain and makes it. What he does is he buys the gold from you, he sells it to Roy or to anybody else. He goes to any company that makes moldings, and the company makes from new gold, they make the moldings. This is how it works. So don't be surprised if it's not exactly the gold that you want. Yeah, that you gave. That's basically what I want to touch about, and I want to listen to another song, if you don't mind. And I want to say about Atur Mitzchech, the song that we had before. It's
we were talking about the land of
the,
Israel.
The land of Israel, that it's that the forehead is covered with black gold. That didn't mean oil.
No, definitely not. Yeah. It's look, in biblical day, the women used to decorate themselves with this piece of fabric on the forehead made from black material or something shiny a bit. It was part of the tradition, and it showed about glory and standard and whatever.
I'm gonna put a song from Shlomo Arzi. They say there is a country.
This is Palm Stars Unplugged.
Well, it is Roy and Friends. I'm not Palm Stars Plug. 0621482374. I was just now reading the comment from you, Anthony. He says, Roy, all the diamonds I bought for my wife bought me a life of misery. Anthony, hey, my friend. First of all, join the club. Secondly, yeah, it's good always to laugh. We're getting into just now, it's the end of the week. Believe it or not, I don't know, time flies.
And if you're looking on the Jewish calendar,
what is
Kav Zayin Betamuz.
So when is Rosh Hashanah?
You're talking Rosh Hashanah is just around the corner. You're talking 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
Can't believe it. And never mind Rosh Hashanah, you got the Yamim HaNoraim.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't tell us Yamim HaNoraim is the day you got married, is Yamim HaNoraim. Shh, but don't say nothing.
Yeah, so, but you know, you can't marry during these 10 days.
Oh, can't you?
No.
This is Nora enough.
Spread it over the year.
You got it. So, guys, I would like to wish you a great Shabbos, and take care of each other. And yourselves, love each other. Don't fight too much, especially not you, Anthony. Leave the woman inside.
And come and visit Anthony. It looks like we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, come visit Anthony. And what more do we have?
Just to say something quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. I did a little research about all the Jewish communities around the world.
Okay.
You know, and the South Africa, first of all, in South Africa, is the biggest Jewish community in Africa.
Oh.
And it's number 10 in the world. Okay, 77,500 in South Africa.
But it used to be in Morocco, Jewish. You know that, but it's pre-World War.
Yeah, I want to tell you, during the Second Boer War, okay, the Jewish community got to the record of 105,000. But then in the 70s, 18, like 50,000 left, but then they start to come back, and from Israel, immigration a bit, and that's it.
I've got a telephone call. Hello.
I've been trying to get hold of you for ages. My name is Susanna.
Yes,
and I hope I don't disturb you now, but you just speak to somebody, and I don't know when it was, about fruit powder. Do you remember?
About what? So would you repeat?
It's a powder that was fruit. There was a lady there, and you were in contact with her. She came to the station, and you were speaking about something that you put into, it's a fruit powder.
Fruit powder. I think it's, is that possible, Vanessa Palm?
Yes.
Vanessa Palm. Do you want a number? I will give it to you on air. I know. I'm not
so
sure.
I'm sorry, I'm using your program.
No, it's a greatest pleasure, my dear. No. It's a greatest pleasure. I'll do it for you. I think, I'm not sure if I can give you her number on air, but what I'm going to do is, can I give you my number?
Yes, exactly.
And you can, and just SMS me or something, and I'll call you back. So my number is
083-6100-209.
So you call me, and I'll give you Vanessa's number.
Sorry, 209.
Yes, 209.
083 0861-200-209.
Thank you so much.
Your line is bent. That means you should be blessed for yes. your wonderful work. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sana. Thank you so much, dear.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. The time is now 9:59. I'm just going to invite you again to the auction we've got on Tuesday. It's really going to be interesting, guys. You don't have to buy; just come. We've got art, jewelry, motor vehicles, whatever you want. It's there. So it's Tuesday at 11 o'clock at 341 Jansmatz Avenue in Hyde Park. Zeigesund. Have a great, great weekend.
Shabbat
Good
Shalom.
Shabbos.